This is the taster, sort of goes between episode 3 and episode 4. So we might, I think it might be called like, you know, tester 3.5 or something.
Yeah.
Who knows what this is? This is the best bits.
We mustn't try and define, we don't need to pigeonhole everything.
I agree. It's what it is. And if you don't like it, then only come every other week. And if you like it, if you like finding out what's coming up in the next week and kind of the best bits of what you've missed, then this is for you.
Mm-hmm. Does he smell like?
He's a very nice man.
Does he feel like Gardner's hands? Does he have big Gardner's hands?
He's actually
shake his hands. Pick you up and make you feel like a real woman.
It's really interesting. It's really interesting seeing how they've got a really positive atmosphere. Everyone who works there seems very happy. And that's actually not that usual for a live daytime show where people are often very stressed.
Yeah.
And actually it's interesting that you can see that comes top down from him because he's such a nice genial presence. Everyone clearly enjoys working there because he's quite relaxed and laid back, and he's not too demanding, and he's a nice guy.
I feel like being here, like today.
Very much like this. All of your staff on the way in here were very nice to us. You had, what is it? You've got about a dozen people working for you, the researcher, the runner, the assistant
professor. It's a good setup.
The makeup was good as well. They were very kind, and the glass of champagne that we got on the way in as well was very much appreciated.
Let me try to look after you.
Yeah.
This is in 1997, which I remember because I got to say something appalling that I can't remember on live television, and afterwards Jane and I watched the election come in and sat next to Valerie Singleton, who was so drunk that she lost her shoes.
That's quite an anecdote.
It's all true.
So I was going
that's
to...
Noise.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Brilliant. Let's have a lot more of that.
Yeah.
That sometimes happens to us, that fireworks, sirens, children swearing Aeroplanes. At each other. There's a lot of people, because they're flat backs onto an estate, and they're all like, Fuck up! all through the day. It's quite amazing, isn't it?
There is some amazing competitive shouting going on in the estates around Crystal Palace, which often intrudes on the show.
You're a dickhead! You're a dickhead!
That's how they say Merry Christmas to each other.
The top of the morning.
Yeah. Unfortunately, my friend I went with was in a slightly elevated state, and he loves Magazine, but he kept telling me how good the songs were during them. And whenever his favourite bit came up, he would start shouting, "This is my favourite bit," during his favourite bit.
That's not ideal, is it?
Not ideal, when you consider he'd waited 20 years to see them.
Yeah.
I think he was just overexcited.
Yeah.
Rather than high on crack, which is what the police said.
My issue with Marmite is the same as with Guinness, which is just you cannot see through it at all. No light source can penetrate it. I just think, I don't want to put that in my body, something that's that...
You eat sausages, and those are non-transparent. Just to pick an example, today you ate some salad and a mackerel, and if you held that up to the light, none would come through.
It's not that dark black, just completely, you know.
You don't trust it. It's like that black stuff in the X-Files.
Oh, it's Satan goo, isn't it?
It's a potion. It looks like a potion. It's like something they'd eat in Labyrinth. That's what it looks like. That's why I'm put off by it.
You can imagine it kind of crawling across your eyes, and then your eyes are just completely black.
I'm imagining that now.
Yeah, so, you know, it kind of helps.
Very good.
Yeah, what was going to say about that? Oh, yeah, because if you want to see the Ollie eating, trying to eat cinnamon and failing...
it sounds good, doesn't it?
Of all the things we're here to promote.
Next year we're going for a cinema release.
YouTube.com/HelenandOllie, that's where you can see that.
Or on your blog, which is...
AnswerMeThisPodcast.com.
Thanks for these plugs.
Yeah.
No,
any more?
No,
do you want to get your Twitter in
necessary.
There?
Twitter.com/HelenandOllie.
PayPal.com/...
yes, lots of ways.
Yeah, if you give him enough money, Ollie will do it again and try and properly swallow it this time.
But you're paying for the cinnamon this time.
I should give props to my friend Will Brown, who I was doing it with.
Oh, he's the one that did it. Yeah, and then he looks really...
And it really burnt his mouth.
Really?
And it looks like he's playing it for laughs, but he couldn't speak for about half an hour, so that was quite good work by him.
So you don't think a cinnamon is a particularly aggressive substance?
No, that's the thing. Everyone just assumes they can do it because it's a friendly thing, isn't it? Oh, cinnamon toast crunch, I remember that. Oh, cinnamon rolls.
Golden Grahams.
No, killer. Absolute killer.
In powdered form.
Yeah, mutilating. But then, like Kellen points out, anything eaten neat.
Yeah, or any kind of really powdery, like trying to eat like a powder. Like if you ever try to eat icing sugar without any water on it really kind of almost chokes you. I have tried.
Desiccating to the mouth.
Yeah, and well, it's like, you know, if you throw icing sugar on a bonfire, it creates a little explosion.
No.
It does?
Yeah.
I'm going to try that.
Any very fine powder, it's quite exciting.
I'm surprised that never happened in my house, because all my family were pyromaniacs. And there was a lot of bonfire around as well. And yet,
you never actually tried throwing powder on a fire.
I'm thrilled.
That's amazing. Yeah,
thrilled at the prospect.
It's like really cheap fireworks, kind of a low level.
Right, stop the podcast. I'm going to set fire to something.
A teaspoon of cornflour and a hob.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and a hob.
Just throw it over the hob.
Throw it on the hob. Yeah.
Our hob doesn't get
mind your eyebrows, though, because it can be a bit of a...
What if it's a gas hob?
That's what you need.
Oh,
yeah. I haven't got one.
Yeah, what if it needs to be a naked flame. Electric hob probably wouldn't work.
What about microwave?
I don't know. It's worth trying.
What about a toaster? What about a George Foreman grill?
Trying a sandwich toaster.
We read out an email address last week, we gave out an email address at podcast@shiftrunstop.co.uk. It doesn't work yet, but it will do. By the time you listen to this, shiftrunstop will have an email address, podcast@shiftrunstop.co.uk. If you haven't had a response, it's because it hasn't come through. So try again.
Or email us individually.
Yeah, or Twitter, DM us. We're easily
DM
found.
Us, add us on Twitter and we'll add you back and then DM us. Yeah, @shiftrunstop. One word.
We like it when you talk to us on Twitter. And probably we should start, reading out the best bits of what people have said to us on Twitter. Because people have actually taken the time to appreciate and point things out
That's
to us.
True.
And it's been very nice, actually.
Yeah,
it's been like an ongoing thing during the week. I really like it.
Yeah, yeah, it's been going well. And I think we're going to try and use Twitter a bit more for general fun, as well as just telling you when the next episode's up.
So. Exactly. So, yeah, if you've got things that you think we should be covering, obviously... Do let us know and keep your eyes peeled because we'll try and be funnier. Cool. Thanks, everyone. See you soon.
Bye.